Diva Kodja, Ishmisher, Joe Ballard, Thoughtfalls, Roy's with the Air Claw Sounds Irish. Hello, friends. I'm Joe Ballard, and I'd like to welcome you to this program, Sounds Irish. On this program, you'll hear all types, styles, and genre of Irish music, traditional, folk, ballads, country and Irish, and old time Irish songs, with vocals and instrumentals, along with some information about Irish culture, geography, and history. So why not stay and listen and enjoy an Irish stew of songs and music and chat with me, Joe Ballard. Hello, friends, and welcome to the programme. I hope you're going to stay with me and enjoy some of the material I've got lined up for you on this week's Sounds Irish. First of all, just to let you know that this is a pre-recorded programme, so you can't contact me while I'm on air. But as I tell you every week, you can contact me by email at any time. Everton274@sky.com. Everton274@sky.com. And put the words Sounds Irish in the subject line if you've got a request, a dedication, a comment, an observation, or a question to ask. Couple of things I want to make you aware of before we play any music at all. First of all, I want to apologise for the state of my voice. It's been used and abused over the Christmas period, and it's just about hanging on in there, and I hope it will last until the end of the programme. I hope it won't spoil it for you. Secondly, I'm delighted to tell you all that a number of radio stations around the world are now taking this little programme of ours, Sounds Irish. So if you're listening to me for the first time, a hearty Cade Míle Fáilte, which is the Irish for 100,000 welcomes. And on this week's programme, if you don't mind, I'm going to have a little bit of self-indulgence and play some of my favourites. I've also got a couple of emails that I'll be looking at during the course of the programme. So stay with me, won't you? And we're starting, as we quite often do on Sounds Irish, with a track from the lovely Anne Breen. She's going to sing a little medley for us. Songs that you may know, and songs that if you do know, you might like to join in and sing.
Near or in Lowen, in the county Galway, one early evening in the month of May, I spied a young maid. She was fair and hearty, and her beauty
to wander back
shirts like a morning spring, with a little Irish laughter, you can hear the angels sing. When Irish hearts are happy, all the world seems bright and gay. For when Irish eyes are smiling, they'll steal your heart away. For when Irish eyes are smiling, they'll steal your heart away.
Anne Breen, getting the programme off to a good start, and I hope you were joining in and singing. As I told you at the beginning of the programme, well, I think my singing is a bit limited at the moment, so you don't mind, do you? There! Anne Breen. There are many Irish songs that compare with flowers. They compare women with flowers. For instance, you're familiar with The Rose of Tralee, and then there's My Donegal Rose. And there's another one that just escapes me for the moment. But what we're going to do is we're going to cover the whole lot. We're going to get Barn Brack to sing for us My Lovely Irish Rose.
A winding river wends its way near to an Irish home, to mingle with Trabega Bay, where rolls the Atlantic foam. 'Twas in a cot close to a spot where the river gently flows, that I bade goodbye to my little girl, my lovely Irish rose. Old Donegal, the best of all, I never shall forget. In I'd rather stray by the old mill brae, where soft the green grass grows, on a summer's night, with my heart's delight, my lovely Irish rose. Dear, I'm lonely here without you all the while. I miss your loving words of cheer, your lovely Irish smile. Before I lay me down tonight, my lovely Irish rose, I pray that God may guide you right, my lovely Irish rose.
Barn Brack, My Lovely Irish Rose. I remember the other song now, My Lovely Rose of Clare. If I get time, I might fit that one in before the end of the programme. The last time I played this next song, it was by the High Kings, a wonderful version, but I'm going to play you now the Liam Clancy version, of the song The Rocky Road to Dublin. It moves along a little and you have to listen carefully for the lyrics, but it tells the story of the young man who left his home in Tuam in County Galway. Here we go again. And he went on the rocky road to Dublin and he got into Mullingar and then he moved on to Dublin and, well, he got on a boat to Liverpool and all the way it was following the rocky road to Dublin. Listen to Liam Clancy and some fine pipe playing on this as well. And the Bowron, which is the Irish drum. Liam Clancy, The Rocky Road to Dublin.
In the merry month of June, from me home I started, left the girls of Tuam nearly broken hearted, saluted father dear, kissed me darling mother, drank a pint of beer, me grief and tears his father, off to reap the corn, leave where I was born, cut to stout like thorn, to banish ghosts and goblins, a brand new pair of brogues, rattling o'er the bogs, frightening all the dogs, on the rocky road to Dublin, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. The hare and turn her down the rocky road, all the way to Dublin, whack for lolly ra. And in Mullingar that night I rested limbs so weary, started by daylight, me spirits blithe and airy, took a drop of the pure, keep me heart from sinking, that's the Paddy's cure, whenever he's on for drinking, to see the lassie smile, laughing all the while, at me curious style, could set your heart to bubble and ask if I was hired, wages I required till I was nearly tired of the rocky road to Dublin, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, hunt the hare and turn her down the rocky road, all the way to Dublin, whack a lolly ra. In Dublin next arrived, I thought it such a pity to be so soon deprived of view of that fine city. So then I took a stroll, all among the quality being bundled it was stolen. In the neat locality something crossed me mind, when I looked behind no bundle could I find. Upon me stick a wobbling inquiring for the rogue, said me cornered rogue wasn't much in vogue, on the rocky road to Dublin, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, hunt the hare and turn her down the rocky road, all the way to Dublin, whack for lolly ra. Well, the boys of Liverpool, when we safely landed, called myself a fool. I could no longer stand it, blood began to boil. Temper I was losing, poor old Aaron's Isle. They began abusing a rammy soul, says any shillelagh I let fly. Galway boys were nigh, and so I was a hobbling with a loud array. Joined in the affray, we quickly clear the way for the rocky road to Dublin, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Hunt the hare and turn her down the rocky road, all the way to Dublin, whack for lolly ra.
Well deserved applause for a very young sounding Liam Clancy there, telling us all about the rocky road to Dublin. Could you follow it? Well, you could join in the whack for lolly ra bit at the end, could you not? A little bit of explanation before I play this next track. First of all, it's a little longer than we usually have, but it's too good to fade because it tells a story. It's also my favourite ballad group, the Dublin City Ramblers. And being the Dublin City Ramblers, they're singing a song about Dublin. We've played it before on the programme quite often. It's Dublin in the Rare Owl Times. Now, here in Ireland, as I pointed out to you before, when the older people want to talk about Dublin long ago or something long ago, they talk about, in the Rare Owl Times. That was long ago. And it tells the story of the young man who lives in Dublin and he left Dublin and he came back and he doesn't like the new Dublin. He wants the Dublin in the Rare Owl Times. He tells the story how he courted a young girl from the Liberties, which is a district of Dublin, but then she went away to Birmingham with somebody else and he was left alone. And there's some wonderful lines in this song. It always appeals to me. Tell you what you do. Enough prattle, Joe. Take a listen to the Dublin City Ramblers version of Dublin in the Rare Owl Times.
Raised on songs and stories, heroes of renown, the passing tales and glories that once was Dublin town. The hallowed halls and houses, the haunting children's rhymes, that once was Dublin city in the Rare old times. Ring-a-ring, a rosy, as the light declines, I remember Dublin City in the rare old times. My name, it is Sean Dempsey, as Dublin as could be, born hard and late in Pimlico, in a house that ceased to be. By trade I was a cooper, lost out to redundancy, like my house that fell to progress, my trade's a memory. And a courted Peggy Dignam, as pretty as you please, a rogue and child of Mary, from the rebel liberties. I lost her to a student chap, with skin as black as coal, when he took her off to Birmingham, she took away my soul. Ring a rosy, as the light declines, I remember Dublin City in the rare old times. Well, the years have made me bitter, sure the gargles dimmed me brain, because Dublin keeps on changing and nothing seems the same. The Pillar and the Met have gone, and the Rhyl long since pulled down, as the grey unyielding concrete makes a city of my town. Ring a rosy, as the light declines, I remember Dublin City in the rare old times. Fare thee well, sweet Donaliffy, I can no longer stay and watch the new glass cages that spring up along the quay. My mind's too full of memories, too old to hear new chimes. I'm a part of what was Dublin in the rare old times. Ring a rosy, as the light declines, I remember Dublin City in the rare old times. Ring a rosy, as the light declines, I remember Dublin City in the rare old times.
The Dublin City Ramblers and Dublin in the Rare Old Times. Now, it's a bit naughty of me. I should have pointed one or two things to listen out for during that particular track. They talk about, fare thee well, my Anna Liffey. Now, Liffey is the river on which Dublin stands, and Anna is the Irish word for river. Anna Liffa actually is the Irish for the river Liffey. And also they talk about the Ring-a-Ring-a-Rosie, which is the chorus, which is an old children's game that goes back centuries, I do believe. But a lovely track, nevertheless. And while it was playing, I was just thinking, if not next week, certainly the week after, I'm going to do a little feature on Dublin, because I've got a couple of emails that I need to answer, and I'm going to do a little bit more of information about Dublin. But there, the Dublin City Ramblers and Dublin in the Rare Old Times. Earlier on in the programme, we were talking about my lovely Irish rose, and I mentioned various Irish roses and the Rose of Tralee. I'm going to give you a version of that song now, one of my favourite versions. It was sung here by Sean Dunphy. Sean, who's a good friend of mine, he's gone to God now. He was very, very popular in the show band era. And he was a big Jim Reeves fan, if I recall rightly. But take a listen to a song that you all know so well. Sean Dunphy and the Rose of Tralee. Tralee, by the way, is in County Kerry, way down in the south of Ireland.
The pale moon was rising above the green mountain. The sun was declining beneath a blue sea, when I strayed with my love to the pure crystal fountain that stands in the beautiful vale of Tralee. She was lovely and fair as the rose of the summer, yet 'twas not her beauty alone that won me. Oh no, 'twas the truth in her eyes ever dawning that made me love Mary, the Rose of Tralee. The cool shades of evening, their mantle was spreading, and Mary, all smiling, sat listening to me. The moon through the valley her pale rays was shedding, when I won the heart of the Rose of Tralee. She's lovely and fair as the rose of the summer, yet 'twas not her beauty alone that won me. Oh no, 'twas the truth in her eyes ever dawning that made me love Mary, the Rose of Tralee. That made me love Mary, the Rose of Tralee.
I like the gentle way that he sings that one there. Sean Dunphy and the Rose of Tralee. Now we come to a country and Irish track. Country and Irish is a phenomenon that's been going now for quite some years here in Ireland, where Irish singers sing good country songs. Well, most of them are good country songs. Not necessarily an Irish song. This one, for instance, recorded by Logan McCool, my favourite Irish country duo. They made some fantastic tracks. Not all, as I say, Irish, but I want you to listen to this now. And this is as good as country music as you get anywhere in the world. Logan McCool and Got No Reason Now for Going Home.
Got no reasons now for going home. All my reasons now, she's gone. Got no one there to talk to, and even though I know I ought to, got no reason now for going home. Once I had every reason a man could want, going home and making love, but now I don't. So So I end up in here each night, sitting and thinking, missing her, hurting soul, drinking. Got no reasons now for going home. All my reasons now, she's gone. Got no one there to talk to. And even though I know I ought to, got no reason now for going home. So hard now just knowing there's another, that she's out with him, knowing that I love her. So I end up in here each night, sitting and thinking, missing her, hating him, drinking. Got no reasons now. Got no one there to talk to, and even though I know I ought to, got no reason now for going home. Got no reasons now for going home.
Now, would you agree with me? That's as good country music and a good arrangement and good singing as you will hear anywhere in the world. Logan McCool and Got No Reasons Now for Going Home. Now we come to the first of those emails I mentioned at the beginning of the programme. This email comes in from Geraldine, and Geraldine is in Boston. Geraldine, I seem to remember getting an email from you some weeks ago as well. Thank you very much for the email. You say that, Joe, on the programme some time ago, you played a track, I think it was by Johnny McAvoy, but it was about an old gentleman in a nursing home looking out of the window. I can't remember the name of the track, Joe, but it certainly moved me. Yes, Geraldine, the track is entitled Matthew. I just want to point this out now, that Matthew is, well, first of all, it's a longish track. Don't worry about that. And it's too good to fade. A longer track than we usually have. Oh, now, Matthew is in the nursing home and he's sitting, looking out of the window, and he's reminiscing about his life. And there's some wonderful lines in this song. There's a line about where the nurse takes his whiskey away and says he's not right in the head, and then how he sometimes forgets his wife's name when she comes to visit him. And then there's a lovely line about the tree that he planted many years ago, and it's somebody else's tree now, Matthew. Take a listen to the wonderful version of the song Matthew by Johnny McAvoy.
What are you thinking of, Matthew, my friend, as you sit in your room all alone? You can see the bright lights in the city below, in the place where you once called your home. And I'm sure you can still hear the laughter and noise of your kids as they run and they play. And you thought you were doing the best that you could, but it just didn't work out that way. Just didn't work out, just didn't work out, just didn't work out that way. You thought you were doing the best that you could, but it just didn't work out that way. And your mother's long gone, and your father's too, and there's times that you wish you were dead. And this morning the nurse took your whiskey away when she said you're not right in the head. And when your wife calls, you can't think of her name, and her visits get shorter each day. And you wish in your heart you could walk out that door, but it just doesn't work out that way. Just didn't work out, just didn't work out, just didn't work out that way. You thought you were doing the best that you could, but it just didn't work out that way. I can see you've been thinking again of the past and the place where the tall cedar grows. You remember the evening you planted the tree, but I'm sure that nobody else does. And it grew to the sky as the years drifted by, and I'm sure it's still standing today. But Matthew, it's somebody else's tree now, 'cause it just didn't work out that way. Just didn't work out, just didn't work out, just didn't work out that way. You thought you were doing the best that you could, but it just didn't work out that way. So close your eyes, Matthew, say good night to the world. There's a better one waiting for you. Your time here is over, it's time to move on. There's nothing here left you can do. But you could have moved mountains and danced on the moon. You could have turned night into day. And you thought you were doing the best that you could, but it just didn't work out that way. Just didn't work out, just didn't work out, just didn't work out that way. You thought you were doing the best that you could, but it just didn't work out that way. Just didn't work out, just didn't work out, just didn't work out that way. You thought you were doing the best that you could, but it just didn't work out that way.
Friends, would you not agree that is one fantastic track? Johnny McAvoy and Matthew. Now, for a complete change of mood, we're going to that very talented family, the Black family. Of course, you all have heard of Mary Black and her sister, Frances Black, but all the Black family, they got it from their parents, were musical. They made some great tracks. This one, for instance, is a Dublin song. It tells about Mick McGilligan's daughter, Maggie May, right? And it talks about Kimmage, which is a district of Dublin, and Francis Street, all various parts of Dublin. Listen to a bit of fun from the Black family and Mick McGilligan's daughter, Maggie May.
Now the Dublin girls are grand, up in Kimmage they lead the band. The Itchicore girls, they charm the Isle of Man. Now there is a maiden sweet, not a mile from Francis Street. Find her equal in the world if you can. She's a darling, she's a daisy, and she drives the fellas crazy. Her sister Mary Ann has had her day. And no matter where she goes, everybody knows she's McGilligan's youngest daughter, Maggie May. Now she doesn't have to hike or see McHugh about a bike. She is not a girl that's built that way. She prefers the bit of swank with the chappie from the bank. She's invited every evening out to pray. She's a darling, she's a daisy, and she drives the fellas crazy. Her sister Mary Ann has had her day. And no matter where she goes, everybody knows she's McGilligan's youngest daughter, Maggie May. Darling, she's a daisy, and she drives the fellas crazy. Her sister Mary Ann has had her day. And no matter where she goes, everybody knows she's McGilligan's youngest daughter, Maggie May. Now her hair's a raven hue, all the boys are raving too. She is an awful tough to be sure. In her neat little suit as well, as she is a terrible swell. She swears she'll marry a tough from Terranure. She's a darling, she's a daisy, and she drives the fellas crazy. Her sister Mary Ann has had her day. And no matter where she goes, everybody knows she's McGilligan's youngest daughter, Maggie May. Now the Dublin girls are grand, up in Kimmage they lead the band. The Inchicore girls, they charm the Isle of Man. Now there is a maiden sweet, not a mile from Francis Street. Find her equal in the world if you can. She's a darling, she's a daisy, and she drives the fellas crazy. Her sister Mary Ann has had her day. And no matter where she goes, everybody knows she's McGilligan's youngest daughter, Maggie May. She's a darling, she's a daisy, and she drives the fellas crazy. Her sister Mary Ann has had her day. Where she goes, everybody knows she's McGilligan's youngest daughter. Who? McGilligan's youngest daughter. She's McGilligan's youngest daughter, Maggie May.